in my internship, if there's so many things I would have missed out on and didn't learn if I hadn't taken, you know, extra initiative here, asked for something that maybe other people wouldn't have asked for. It's better to ask and get rejected than, you know, not ask at all, in my opinion.
That's kind of the main point of an internship really, right? Is to like learn things, but also trust that your contributions have value and are meaningful to the business.
Disney teaches us to be responsible for our own career and pushes us to create our own path and not wait for anyone to say what we have to do.
It's true. You are the principal character. You are the one leading your own career path. Welcome back to the Life at Disney podcast. I'm your host, Zynga. On this episode, we're going global and chatting with three employees representing our international offices who began their careers on student and recent grad programs and have continued to build their Disney careers in the years since. Welcome, Brooke, Gleb, and Isabella.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so before we get into our conversation, could you introduce yourselves to our listeners?
I can start. Hi, everyone. I'm really glad to be here today. Thank you for the invitation. My name is Isabella. I'm from Brazil, and I work in Disney's office in São Paulo. And I recently had a career transition, so it can seem a little bit odd at first, but I started at Disney as a human resources intern, and now I am a brand and franchise marketing supervisor.
Oh, wow, nice. Very, very nice.
I'm happy to go next. So hello, everyone. I'm Gleb, and I'm based in the London office. My first role with Disney was a 12-month internship in content sales, handling sales and deal management. And my team specifically handles the licensing of Disney films and TV shows to various broadcasters and platforms in the regions in CE, CIS, and Africa. And actually, now I am still part of this team, but now in a full-time role. So, yeah.
Yay! That's exciting! Congratulations!
Thank you.
And I guess I'll go next. So, hi, everyone. Lovely to be here. My name's Brooke. I'm based out of Melbourne, Australia. My first and still my current role at Disney was as a publicity coordinator in the studios and integrated marketing team. So working on theatrical films and also a bit of Disney Plus platform stuff as well. And then prior to that, I interned twice in the events team.
Wow. I mean, we really are at every corner of the world. This is such a great conversation. So welcome to the Life at Disney podcast. So, okay, for a little behind the scenes for our listeners of how we produce this podcast, we did a little pre-interview with our guests and asked them about their earliest Disney memories. Y'all had such fond memories from very early childhood of experiencing Disney movies and being drawn to favorite stories. So with that, I want to start the episode with a question. In your opinion, what is the most underrated Disney movie and why? Who wants to go first?
I'm happy to go first for this one. So for me, it's Treasure Planet. This is one of the films that I really loved as a kid. For me, this film was quite imaginative in the way it combines 2D and CGI, although at the time as a kid, obviously, I didn't understand any of that. And also, I have a big soft spot for pirate stories, as many of my favorite films, TV shows, and books are also based around pirates and all that stuff. So seeing pirates in space as a kid was really, really sick. So this is the most underrated Disney film for me.
I love it.
I didn't watch that one. I want to watch it later.
As soon as, right after this ends, you should go.
That's one of my favorites. I love it.
Okay, we'll have a watch party together. How about that?
Oh, please. I would love that.
Well, who wants to go next?
I can jump in. I don't know. I'd love to gauge your guys' opinion on this because I feel like it's underrated, but maybe it's found more of an audience now. But Emperor's New Groove, the one where the emperor turns into a llama, I think it's definitely like it's found more of an audience now, but for years I feel like it went really under the radar. And I don't know if you guys, if it's similar to Disney offices around the world, but in Melbourne we have little like avatars on our desk nameplates. And mine is Cusco from Emperor's New Groove because I just think it's so, so funny. The film in general is just like hilarious. I think the preface is brilliant. It has like a lot of good like life lessons about friendship and respect. It's also just so quotable. Like, my sister and I growing up would quote things from that film like daily. And just, yeah, the humor is like timeless. I could honestly like rave about it for ages, but that's definitely up there for me.
Wait, I think I know this one because it's on all over social media with the llama, and he's like, "We're about to go over a huge waterfall, aren't we?"
That's the one.
Yes, it's so I love good. That llama.
Yeah,
it's so good.
I actually love that one as well, Brooke. I mean, it's super underrated, but in Brazil, I'm not sure why. And maybe because of the voices in Portuguese, it's like a really loved film.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
it's amazing. I'm so glad it's to amazing. Hear.
Well, what about you, Isabella?
Oh, okay. So my, for me, the most underrated Disney movie for me was Onward. I think it's that the title in English. In Portuguese, it's Dois Irmãos. Not sure if you all watch it, but it tells about a story of two brothers that live in kind of a fantasy world that lost magic. And they have lost their father when they were younger. And one day they receive kind of a gift, magical scepter thingy. I'm not sure what is it called, from their father that can cast a spell to bring their dad back to life for 24 hours. And since they are not used to magic, the spells go wrong. And the lower half of their dad appears, and they go in a big adventure to kind of try to adjust the spell to bring their entire father back to life so they can talk to him.
I love that movie. I'm right there with you. And you actually, you told the story very well.
Oh, so. Thank you. Yeah, I really love that film. I mean, it's a little bit sad. I cried a lot, like any other movie from Pixar. But I mean, for me, it was really special because I lost my father as well when I was younger. So it really touched me and it talked to me in really special way. But it's not a sad movie. It's like really amazing. They have a lot of famous actors doing their voices. So it's really, really amazing. And I recommend it to everyone.
I wholeheartedly agree with you. And thank you so much for sharing that. All right. So now we are going to dig into your early career and experiences. So Brooke, you completed two internships at the start of your career. What were some of your favorite projects you supported?
I guess honorable mention to the very first project I worked on at Disney was the Avatar Way of Water, a special screening event we did here in Melbourne. So that was just, it was the first event that I had done outside of uni, I guess, ever. And just to be able to work on something of that scale and caliber and to have it be such a legacy franchise as well, it was so highly anticipated. So yeah, to be able to witness, I guess, the behind the scenes process of that coming to life was like really extraordinary. And even though I studied event management in university, it was just so different seeing it really in a practical sense and like high stakes. And, you know, you learn a lot about, I guess, stakeholder relationships and like brand guidelines and all those sort of things. So it was a really, really interesting and like eye-opening experience for me, I guess. And then another one that I'll touch on as well was the film Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, which came out in 2023. So for that in Australia, we did a massive premiere with Paul Rudd. So that was really, really incredible. It was my first time ever sort of dealing with an event that had talent involved. So again, like even more high stakes than previous events that I'd worked on. I feel like I had more of a involved role as well. Like I had a lot more responsibility. My team were really relying on me for sort of critical things to do with event invitations. And like they were asking for my opinion on like the aesthetics of things. So I really felt like they, you know, valued my opinion and I had a lot of contributions towards that one as well. So that's something I'm really proud of.
Yeah, those are two huge movies that you got to touch as an intern. Yeah. And so how do you think those internships help set you up for success now as a publicity coordinator? Like that must have been an incredible experience for you.
It was insane. Yeah. I think maybe more than anything, just giving me the confidence to express my opinions and also just having confidence in my own abilities as well. Yeah, I guess like that's kind of the main point of an internship really, right? Is to like learn things, but also trust that your contributions have value and are meaningful to the business. So I feel like those two internships really taught me that. and also just having like a set of transferable skills. Obviously I went on to have a permanent role in publicity and interned in events, which is essentially like a different discipline, right? But I think there's a lot of crossover between the two. And I think without doing the events internship, I wouldn't have had the confidence to apply for a full-time role in a different discipline or industry. So I think that's what it gave me the confidence to do for sure, is to like transfer over to different areas and have confidence that, you know, I kind of knew what I was doing.
Yeah, that's so important when you're starting out, right? When we say we're adulting now, yeah, right? From uni to like, a, you know, the real job market, for being a young person, it is so important to feel valued. And I love hearing that. That is such a wonderful experience. So thank you for sharing. And Gleb, your team has a tradition of empowering interns to lead sales negotiations for the Academy Awards. So tell us about that.
Yeah, so as part of our catalog, we are able to license the live broadcast of the Academy Awards, also known as the Oscars. In my team, it's sort of a tradition to let the intern handle and lead those negotiations from start to finish. So usually you would be in a more supporting role to the sales manager on different deals, but with the Academy Awards, it's your responsibility as the intern to make those commercial decisions, which is quite fun. And it was really good experience for me because it put me in the driver's seat and let me decide, you know, what we're going to say to the clients to get the deal done. There's a lot of prep that goes into researching previous deals with the clients and also learning about the territory you're selling into. And as a result, it's kind of really throwing you into this environment where you are the person that will answer to the results. Obviously, you still get support from your managers and all that stuff, but it's really fun to kind of, I like this sort of responsibility, you know, of me being the decision maker in this case. And so overall, I think it's a very empowering project for an intern. It gave me a chance to test myself and what I understand about our business and clients. So yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It makes you so world ready, right? And it almost doesn't even feel like the internship. It's like you actually doing the real job, huh?
Yeah. No, it's really fun. I remember there was a tough negotiation where I told my manager that we're gonna really push hard to, you know, not succumb to the oppression. After, when my manager met the client at a different event, the client told her that she really liked negotiating with me because I was really doing, like, I was really being hard on her. And as an intern, I was like, wow, like the client is mentioning me to my boss. Like, that feels really fun. So yeah.
Yeah, that is amazing. Well done, Gleb. And aside from this project, like, do you have a favorite memory from your placement experience?
Yeah, so my placement was 12 months, so there's a lot of great memories. And considering I'm back in the same team, you know, that speaks volumes about that. But I think my favorite was this kind of big internal presentation that we worked on as a full team towards the end of my placement. Basically, we had to present to various senior leaders on kind of the projects we worked on as a team in the last 12 months. And it was a very important project for us, this specific presentation. And I was the one that was tasked kind of, again, with leading, like, how we're going to develop it, how we're going to build it, what story are we telling. So it felt in a way like I was leading the team in this specific project and being trusted with this and this other type of responsibility to represent the team. And yeah, so this whole project was really fun because it felt like it really united everyone, like towards the end of my placement. So I was really starting to feel bittersweet that I'm going to be leaving these people soon. And so it was really fun as a last final project where I got to work with everyone equally for what I thought at the time was the last time. Of course, now I'm still working with these guys, but yeah, at the time it was bittersweet. And particularly what I remember is the last day of the project where we presented, and then afterwards we went to a team dinner, and there's a lot of talking, you know, because it was my second to last week. So it was kind of this big culmination project that also cemented, like, you know, that I felt like I succeeded in the internship. So yeah.
That's fantastic. Look, I have to tell you, I'm not going to date myself, but when I was younger, our internships, we were literally just pushing paper. So this is really, it's wonderful to hear that you all have had such an incredible, empowering experience where you feel valued. So like, those are the words that are sticking out to me: empowered, valuable. Okay, now Isabella, now you're going to take us home with this topic. Isabella, you have a really interesting career journey in that you started out in an HR role and you've recently transitioned into marketing. So how do you think your roles at Disney have helped you grow professionally?
Yeah, my career was not linear at all. So, but it's amazing to think and look back and think about everything that Disney had provided for my career growth while I'm here. At first, she gave me the opportunity to be an intern in HR because by that time I was working in financial market sales and had zero experience in HR. So when I decided to change, I started a new graduation in business. I had no idea what I would like to do. The only thing I knew that I wouldn't love to come back to finance. It's not for me. but then I turned out that a friend of mine heard about this internship and I tried because why not? And Disney were really understanding about my moment of career, my moment in life, and gave me the opportunity that actually changed my life. So after that, I had the opportunity to work with engagement, people and culture, learning and development as business partner, a little bit of recruiting. So I basically experienced a little bit of everything that I could in human resources at Disney. And now I'm completing 3 months of experience working in marketing in this new position. So it has been such a challenge, but a really, really good one that I'm really happy for. And I think that everything helped me to get here where I am today, and all experience I had as HR, I can apply today in marketing. By managing a team, when I'm working in synergy, in collaboration with other teams, even when just leading a project. I mean, nothing is lost at the end of the day. So everything that I've learned and that I'm still learning is going to be used or applied by some point. So we never know where we are going to be tomorrow. So I think every experience that we have and we gather around our career can be just helpful.
Absolutely. It's very important. I do believe that every single job in this company, there's transferable skills.
Exactly.
Which makes internal mobility so incredible, which leads me to my next question, because it's amazing to hear about that internal mobility and career development available within the company. So with that, what do you think sets Disney apart when it comes to building your career?
I think Disney is really unique when we think about careers. So first of all, because we value each one as protagonist of their own career. So it's not HR that will give you a career plan for you to follow or your manager whatsoever. So at the end of the day, each one of us knows best what we want. And I think Disney teaches us to be responsible for our own career and pushes us to create our own path and not wait for anyone to say what we have to do. So yeah, obviously we can grow in a linear career, but I think the beauty of working at Disney is that you have so much more non-linear career possibilities and opportunities to explore. So I'm not sure if I would be able to transition from HR to marketing in any other company. So just by valuing me as an employee that knows Disney and that have this Disney culture already in me, it's like amazing. And I think it's the what sets Disney apart in a career perspective.
Absolutely. And you just know that you're a Disney person because we always link it back to what? Storytelling. I love that. That is quotable, Isabella. You are the protagonist of your own story. It's true. You are the principal character. You are the one leading your own career path with the support, though, right?
Yes.
Of your leaders and the Disney environment as a whole. So that is fantastic. Thank you for sharing that insight with us. All right. So now let's talk about some learnings and advice. It's been fascinating to get a small peek at the culture and opportunities of our international offices through this conversation. And I hope this episode can inspire future candidates at the start of their careers. So with that, what is something you've learned in your time at Disney that you would offer as advice to emerging professionals?
So for me, there's kind of two key learnings that really stand out to me throughout my time at Disney and also specifically my first internship here. And the first is that it's important to be proactive. And this kind of, I guess, kind of relates to the message that Isabella was saying, that you are the protagonist in your career. because in my internship, if there's so many things I would have missed out on and didn't learn if I hadn't taken, you know, extra initiative here, went the extra mile there, asked for something that maybe other people wouldn't have asked for. And this doesn't mean that you always get those things, but it's better to ask and get rejected than, you know, not ask at all, in my opinion. That's kind of the philosophy that I choose in life and in career as well. And if you want to do something, you just show the right people you want to do that, whether it's taking on a specific project or attending some kind of specific event. And in my experience, lots of people are willing to help you with that at Disney, which is very important. They are willing to, you know, if you go the extra mile for them, they'll go the extra mile for you. So, yeah, so I think if you're, you know, if you're starting an internship or a new role here, you'll learn so much more if you go into the internship or the role with a mindset that you have to be proactive. The second thing is that you should build meaningful connections. I know there's a big culture nowadays of coffee chats and shadowing, but, and you know, those things are fine. But if you want to really enjoy your time around the people you work with, you have to have genuine conversations that go beyond just small talk. This will help build trust. You'll develop some banter with the people you work with. And this will make all the professional aspects of the job easier as well, because it's easier to have certain maybe tough conversations if there's some conflict at work. It's easier to kind of find agreements and compromises. And lastly, I think for me, it's the most important thing within this kind of building meaningful connections is that it's just more fun to work with people when you feel relaxed around them. And by the end of my internship, I really cherished going into work because I enjoyed being around the people I work with in my team. And as a result, it made, at the time, you know, the internship ending that much sadder. So I'm very grateful the way my team welcomed me. And this is kind of a lesson, as this was my first professional experience. And this is a lesson that I've learned for a really long time, to kind of build those connections everywhere you go, because it's just better, I think. So, yeah.
Absolutely. I always tell students when I speak to them, your network is net worth. There's nothing like building your network of people that you can go to. It also makes getting things done easier, right?
Yeah. And it's so much easier to get through it if you know the people you're talking to, because they're gonna get it through faster for you just because they know who you are. They have more trust that what you need is important.
Yeah, that's a very important lesson for younger people. Even if, you know, there might be some challenging times, like, and if there's a little bit of conflict, it's easier when you foster good relationships and connections, right? Yep. Okay, I like that lesson.
Yeah, let me jump in really quickly, because I think for me, I really agree with that second point. I mean, the first point is also very important, but for me, if I should say only one important thing that I've learned here at Disney is relationship. I mean, building connections, because I mean, we are a really relationship driven company. So relationships are everything here, not only here, but I think at Disney it's really, really important, because the most people you connect, the more opportunities opens up. So for me, I were able to transition to marketing because I knew my new manager, and the same thing with getting this position as intern in HR and getting to know everyone and get to work with a lot of different pillars inside human resources, because Disney is really, we have a lot of different areas and teams, and we not every time we know exactly where to start a process or what to do. Yeah. So when you know someone, to ask for information, it's easier, and you can save like 3 days just asking that person directly what to do. So that's really important.
It's much easier. It's much easier to navigate.
Exactly.
Right. Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
I think Isabella said what I was trying to say way better. Yeah, that's basically what
I just complimented, but no, you said it perfectly.
And Brooke, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I feel like I'm also just going to piggyback off the back of those answers because they're so good. But I guess it mainly relates to what you were saying, Gleb, with being proactive and like seeking out opportunities. And I guess I was just going to kind of say, like, saying yes to any and every opportunity that presents itself to you. I remember like feeling so intimidated by the prospect of going into a permanent role that I essentially had no real industry experience with, or even like study wise. Like I didn't study publicity in university, but just having faith that those transferable skills that we touched on before that I built in the events team were going to sort of carry over into that other industry. And then, yeah, so I guess saying yes to that, but even more than that, saying yes to opportunities for like public speaking, things like this, like, and that show yourself to other people within the industry, within the company. And like, I guess that leads into building your network as well. So like solidifying your presence and building your personal brand in that way, I guess, I think would be really, really important for upcoming emerging professionals.
That's great. So let's recap what we've learned. We're saying, we're talking initiative, showing initiative, right? Building your network, right? Creating relationships, building your brand. That's something that you touched upon that was very interesting, because I feel like that is a very Gen Z thing. Yeah. Well, no, I'm a millennial geriatric, and that's when things started, like personal brand. But I get it. It's like, what do you represent when you walk into a room? What are you known for? And I think it's a very important thing that everybody, you know, in this industry or in any career, it's like, what do you stand for? What are you known for? You know? So that's really interesting. Okay. You guys ready for a little bit of a game?
Absolutely.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay. We've got one more game for you all. And since you're all Disney fans, we're going to do guess the character in 5 clues or less. Okay, I'm going to give you the clues one at a time. Brooke is like really excited about this.
I've been waiting for this.
You're going to have to carry it, because I'm not going to be good at this game. So.
Okay, I got you.
All right, so I'm going to give you all clues one at a time, and you can work together to try to identify the character. All right, are we ready to play?
Yep. Yeah.
Ding, round one. All right, first clue. The character is very clever. Okay.
Okay.
I feel like that's every Disney character.
Yeah.
Okay. Second clue. This character is an animal and not the first of their species to lead a Walt Disney Animation Studios film. Okay. The film this character is from won an Academy Award for Best Animated Feature. Okay. Fourth clue. Through the course of this character's story, they form an unlikely partnership with a determined law enforcement officer.
Ooh.
You know it.
It's Judy Hopps. No?
No. Okay. You're close, but don't forget. It's very close. Fifth clue. This character becomes Zootopia's first fox officer.
Oh,
Nick Wilde.
Yes. There you go.
Oh, okay.
Well, you were there. I was like, it's adjacent. Judy Hopps.
I got too excited.
Perfect. All right. Round two. Okay. First clue. This character is often overlooked or underestimated. Second clue. This character's film is a musical. Third clue. Family plays key role to this character's journey. Fourth clue. This character doesn't have an animal sidekick, but their story features many animals, including capybara, toucan, jaguar, rats, and more.
I am not sure if I want to guess it, but I'm.
You have to guess it. Go.
It's Mirabelle.
Yes, Mirabelle.
Oh, yes. I'm a Disney fan. When you said capybara, it was it for me.
So the fifth clue was, this character is the youngest sibling with two older sisters who have extraordinary gifts. Okay. So now round three. Y'all ready?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. For the final round, I think we can make this a little more challenging with more of a deep cut. Okay, first clue. The film this character is featured in was the first animated feature where the backgrounds were all painted in the computer. That's kind of tough, huh? Okay, all right. We did tell you it was going to be challenging, so here's the second clue. This character's story has been interpreted many times, including by the Muppets. Okay, third clue. This character's middle name is Pleiades.
I have no idea, guys.
Okay. Yeah. Let's get
is it like a not Hercules-esque situation, like Meg? No? I'm forgetting the first clues now.
Well, I'm going to go to the fourth clue. Let's see if that'll still jog your memory. This character is a solar surfer.
Treasure Planet?
Yes.
What's the character's name?
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. Okay, fifth and final clue.
Yeah. Okay.
These words of wisdom were shared with this character. You got the makings of greatness in you, but you got to take the helm and chart your own course. Stick to it, no matter the squalls.
Jim Hawkins?
Very good!
Wow.
That was your favorite show, the most underrated show, wasn't it? Is that what with the movie?
Yeah, I feel like after the first one, I was like, I think this is Treasure Planet, but I don't know. So
this question was for you, Gleb.
Yeah. Oh, well done, everybody. You all truly are Disney fans. That was not easy. I could sit here and talk to you all day. I know you're in very different time zones. So thank you so much for, you know, taking the time to speak with us. It's been wonderful to chat with you three today. And I can't wait to see where your Disney careers take you.
Thank you. Thank you for the invite.
Thank you so much.
Really fun. Thank you, guys.
And I wasn't kidding, though, about our little family screening.
We'll make it happen.
We'll make it happen. Thank you for listening to today's episode. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts to catch our next episode. And if you want to learn more about working at Disney, follow Disney Careers on social media or visit DisneyCareers.com. We'll see you real soon. The Life at Disney podcast is produced by Jaren Kaufman and Sarah Monnier. Editing by Brandon Cologne. Social promotions by Hannah Butler. Design and graphics by Delaney Ragnier. Music arranged and produced by Nat Young Music Group Incorporated. And a special thank you to the teams at the Walt Disney Company, Asia Pacific, Latin America, and Europe, Middle East, and Africa.